It's an interesting question to ask. Does an interactive movie have to play like a game? And I don't have a really clear answer to that. We've looked at the problem and we've tried to figure out, do you need a high frequency of interaction? Would it be enough to offer a branching situation when you could change the story every couple of minutes or something to that effect? And I think that boils down to a big part of that argument about what kind of interaction does it have to be game-like, does an interactive movie need? And a large part of that is going to be focused on the question of where is the user going to be playing this. If it's going to be played in a living room where the viewer or player is sitting on a sofa and the game box is one of these new, you know, set-top game box kind of things, then the expectation for interactivity is very different. People are used to having a very passive experience where the movie or the TV show takes them on a ride, whereas if the person sits down at a computer-based CD-ROM, they expect a different kind of interaction, I believe. They expect to be able to interact frequently. They expect an arcade kind of performance and challenge. And I don't think an interactive movie really plays very well into that kind of situation. So in that respect, not all CD-ROM platforms, I think, are appropriate for an interactive movie kind of product.